Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention, with your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight, ADHD stimulant medications, hard to find answers. We're very excited to bring this show to you tonight to wrap up our content for ADHD Awareness Month in the year 2017. Before we get into the meat of the show, really some quick announcements. The 2017 Annual International Conference on ADHD is just two short weeks away. It's in Atlanta, Georgia this year from November the 9th to the 11th. It's being put on by Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder and the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. The first time they put together a joint conference, it promises to be great. You can register or learn more by going to chadd.org. Our shows are being brought to you by Chad. We're thrilled for our partnership that we've had over a long period of time. And we want to reiterate the conference. We have a little plug, and so we'll play this and get into the meat of the show.
Are you struggling with managing ADHD, your own or your child's? Connect and recharge at the annual International Conference on ADHD with Chad and Ada. For more information, go to helpforadhd.org. That's H-E-L-P, the number 4, ADHD.org.
Thanks again, Chad, for your continued support. If you're not familiar with Chad, they're the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. They're a great organization to be associated with and be a member. There's lots of great member benefits, discounts, the conference. But the reason that you should really be involved with them is to support them because they speak on behalf of everyone with ADHD. So with that being said, tonight is a very different show. I haven't done a show like this in like years, like 8 or 9 years. And typically I have an expert on, a guest, and tonight is a little bit different because I have experts that are going to be with, that I'm going to reference to. But really, the purpose of the show is just to share my experience and to share with you it's a way to get some information. Over the years, I've wanted to provide an education, pay attention to attention, and help educate people on ADHD. But one of the things that's front row and simple, central, that's on everybody's mind is related to stimulant medications. And what I have found fascinating out there is there's a lot of discussion about stimulant medications and how you need to go do your research. But there's certain topic areas that I have found that it's exceptionally difficult to understand what's going on. In fact, some of the things that I want to talk to you about tonight are some things I couldn't find any information on. And so what I really wanted to do was provide a means for you, the listeners, to provide this information to you in a resource. And so tonight, I'm talking about 4 shows that we've done in the past. And because you consume this show on many different ways, I'm going to encourage you to go to digcoaching.com/answers. And on that webpage, there will be links to the shows that I will be referencing so that you can hear a little bit in more detail. One of the shows that I found fascinating, really, really fascinating, is one that I did back in March 14, 2012, with Ruth Hughes, who was the head of CHAD at that point in time, on ADHD stimulant medications. And so, yes, at different times there are shortages. And I think that the prevailing mindset would be to assume that these shortages would come about as a result of the pharmaceutical companies the pharmacy companies or the drug companies. And in this interview was fascinating to me because it was anything but. It was the shortages are a result of the FDA and the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Food and Drug Administration. And it was fascinating to me to understand that stimulant medications are very much a controlled substance. There's allotment and supplies that are out there that these drug companies are allowed to produce. And if one company no longer produces, or there's an increased demand, it produces a shortage. And I think it's just really, really kind of fascinating and worth worth an education on. It is an issue with regard to the governmental system. And I, as I said before, Chad has been a longtime supporter of ours, and they're the organization that was on Capitol Hill and has been on Capitol Hill to advocate on our behalf, the ADHD community, to try to manage some of these. The second show that I really want to highlight is probably most near and dear to my heart, and that is there's a lot of questions with regard to stimulant medications, with regard to the abuse or the dependency or the addiction of it. And as I went out there to kind of try to find somebody to talk about this, it was fascinating because nobody, and I mean nobody, would give me a straight answer to this. And I began to realize is that really the pharmaceutical companies can't, at least their lawyers won't let them discuss it because of the conflict of interest. To the same extent, there's many doctors that won't do this because they don't want to come across as advocating or pill pushing or anything. And the nonprofits out there are really kind of hamstrung because they're just supposed to provide the scientific evidence and not really make a comment on it. And so it's fascinating to me because for 3 years, maybe 3.5 years, I searched high and low because I couldn't find any information with regard to our ADHD stimulant medications, addictive or not. And it was a godsend for me to run into Dr. Tony Rostain, Anthony Rostain at the University of Pennsylvania. And we did a show October the 8th of 2014 back. It was ADHD Awareness Month back then. And it was an absolutely spectacular interview. Anthony did a great job addressing the abuse of stimulant medications, the dependency, and or if they are addictive or not. I don't really want to share very much information or my interpretation because he's the expert on this, but I would encourage you again, if you go to digcoaching.com/answers and click on the link and go listen to the Insightful Show. I have to tell you, as a host of Attention Talk Radio, I was absolutely honored because this particular interview was on the APSARD website for some period of time as an organization that's another nonprofit that kind of works not only in the world of ADHD, but they educate physicians in some other things. And so these are just two shows that I think that are invaluable, one with medication shortage and one with the question fundamentally, are ADHD medications addictive? Are they abused? With that, I want to go to a commercial break real quick, and we'll come back and talk about another one, and that's the long-term effects of stimulant medications, which I find to be a very fascinating topic. So with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com. The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Attention Talk Radio. I'm the host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and tonight is all about ADHD Awareness Month and the awareness that I've gained interviewing some experts on stimulant medications on topics that I really couldn't find any good information out there that were very insightful to me and very meaningful after years of talking to experts on a variety of topics. I'm actually very proud of this lineup of shows and what we're bringing to you. The next show that I want to talk to you about or an area is there's a lot of conversation out there about the long-term effects of taking stimulant medications. And as an ADHD coach, I'm not going to necessarily speak to some of the medical type stuff, but I do find is that there's a lot of negative press out there and stimulant medications are demonized. And there's a lot of people who have formed belief systems around those medications and medications in general. And it's often that people will call me up and they're really anti-med everything. And when I begin to, I'm curious, like, you know, what is it that your issues are? They'll cite that there's long-term impact of it, although they can't really cite that. I'm not here to say that there's not, and I don't really want to, because there are some impacts to some of that stuff that one must be mindful of. But it was always interesting to me how one-sided that education was. And before the break, I was talking about stimulants and the addictiveness of it, and we go right back to conflict of interests. Like, who do you ask and say, let's talk about the long-term interest impact of stimulant medications and stuff like that. The pharmaceutical companies really can't speak to it. The doctors don't really want to speak to it. The nonprofits necessarily can't speak to it. So who really can? Teachers aren't necessarily in a position. And then one day I stumbled into, not really stumbled into, but Rick Green is, I call him a peer. He's TV by background. He's at Totally ADD, the website, and does interviews with experts, much like I do in a video format and other means. And Totally ADD had embarked on trying to provide some information regarding stimulant medications and their long-term effect. And for the first time, I think somebody really articulated this in a very, very good way. And I think Rick had said, you know, he's not pro-medication, but anti-suffering. And I really liked what he was saying, and I don't think anybody really wants you to have to take ADHD medications, but if they improve your quality of life, it's something to consider. And I think that they do a really good job of acknowledging the long-term effects of stimulant medications, but what I think was powerful about the interview with him and some of the research done is what are the long-term effects of not taking stimulant medications? In the interview, we talked about lower job performance, underperforming at school, higher incidence of divorce, higher healthcare costs, higher rates of disability. The list goes on and on. And I'm not here to weigh or argue one against the other. But I think that this interview that we did with Rick did a really, really good job of educating people of the long-term effects of taking the stimulants and not taking the stimulants, which is really an individual decision, I think, that a person needs to be made. But I'm very much pro-education. I struggle when people come to me and they're making a decision in a vacuum. And this show, I think, was really, really useful as a means to illuminate some of the things that we have statistically out there that we know. So I encourage you, again, to go check that out. You can find a link to the show at digcoaching.com/answers. The interview was aired January the 27th in the year 2016. The title of it was ADHD Medications, Straight Answers to Big Questions. So thus far, we've covered three very insightful shows with regard to medications. I want to go to break and come back to another one that I find fascinating about with regard to prescribing medications. So we'll get into that, but right back. But after we get back from these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. It's ADHD Awareness Month, and tonight's show is bringing to you awareness that I've gained on ADHD stimulant medications on hard-to-find answers. Kind of our final show I want to talk about in just a second, but before we do, if you go back and listen to the shows, I think you'll find it fascinating. We've had some sponsors that have been with us for a very long time, Time Timer, the ADD Coach Academy, the EDGE Foundation, and Chad. And I'm very grateful to these organizations because without them, these shows would not be possible. I've been doing this for a very long period of time to provide good information in audio format that is useful to the population out there. And we're very proud of the content that we put together and those lives that we've touched. So we thank you very much for that. The next show that is interesting to me or that I wanted to do on this was with Dave Pomeroy. It aired in March 30th in the year 2015, and the title of it was Dialing in ADHD Stimulant Medications. And there's a lot of information out there in various types of forms, and as a coach, I can't tell you how many times people have come to me and said, I was prescribed stimulant medications, and I took them, and I was like a zombie, or I had a lot of anxiety, or they didn't work, and whatever. And so one of the shows that I really wanted to do, from what I've learned over a long period of time, that I think was just better coming from a coach than it was from a doctor or a hospital or a pharmacy, was really to educate the public that the stimulant medications are very difficult to prescribe. The medication actually has to go through the body in order to get to the brain and the parts that they need. And there's all kinds of things that can impact it that are as unique as the individual, your digestive system, your metabolism, liver, just various things along the road, and really getting the medications right is really much more of an art form than it is a science. There are some people that are very large that need very, very small amounts, and other kids that are very small that need larger amounts, and the dosage is as individual as the person. And it's an eclectic mix of what medications do you take, what dosage do you take, what's the duration of the dosage, what are the combinations possibly of dosages and the impact of the side effects? And so this interview that I did with Dr. Pomeroy, other than I twisted my tongue in the early stages of it with regard to naming some of the medications, which if you listen to the interview, you can kind of chuckle at. He did a really good job of kind of talking about the complexities of it, and it's really an education I think is worth most people getting that have ADHD that most people skip. And it's healthy to learn to listen to this show. I know as a coach, I spend a lot of time with those that are taking the medications and helping them articulate to the mental health professional what's going on so that that person can dial in the medications and work with them or communicate a lot better. So that was our four shows. So in summary, we have four shows that we have done over the years that I've found information, good information, knowledgeable information by people who know what they're talking about that are difficult to find. And again, to run them down, the first one was done March the 14th in year 2012 with Ruth Hughes on ADHD medication shortages, and that's the title. You can actually Google that with Attention Talk Radio. The second was October 8th in the year 2014 with Dr. Anthony Rostain on, and the title of it was Addiction and ADHD stimulant medications, again, dealing with the addiction conversation, the dependency conversation, and the abuse conversation. We had another interview with Dr. David Pomeroy on March 30th in the year 2015 regarding dial-in ADHD stimulant medications. Again, the art in trying to get the right dose to the right amount at the right time. And then finally, January the 27th in the year 2016, the title ADHD Medication, Straight Answers to Big Questions with Rick Green of Totally ADD, and really just an education of the pros and cons of the long-term effect of medications and not. So with that, this wraps up our content on Attention Talk Radio for the 2017 ADHD Awareness Month. If you're listening to the show and you're going to go to the CHAD conference in Atlanta, I'm going to be there. Please look for me. I'll be the guy running around with one of the cameras videotaping people and just there at large. Again, finally, we're grateful for everyone who makes our program possible, both our advertisers and our listeners. So with that, we hope you found tonight's show insightful and informative. And again, to get access to all these shows, just go to digcoaching.com/answers. And with that, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it. Join us next week.